If you feel lost and confused in your life about what you should do, what you shouldn't do, why do you think the way you think, which thought is right, which thought is wrong, this is Brown Santa talking to you about the matters of head and your heart. Keep listening, boo-boo. I love you. Hi everybody. Today's podcast, today's talk, today's topic is pain. You know how all of us, everybody have pain in their life. I don't think so there is anyone who exists as a human who don't experience pain. But the thing is that not everybody is going to admit to have pain in their life. We all have our defense mechanisms to deal with pain. Sometimes people fall to addictions, to drugs, to deal with pain. Sometimes people distract themselves with a lot of constructive habits. I have a few friends who are artists and who create art, and that's a way for them to process their pain. Like I have a friend of mine who is in love with this woman who is married. They were in love at a time, and he was caught in a relationship that he didn't want it to be in, and she didn't want it to be that person who ends up being who ends up being known as somebody who was the reason for the breakup or the bad relationship of my friend with his old partner. So that's a very weird situation they got themselves into, but they did love each other. The girl ended up marrying somebody else. Now they are both hanging, and now my friend who was in love with her, he refused to be with anyone else, and that girl also wants to be with him, but she is caught up in a very dichotomous situation. And she just never could make a decision and jump all in, and he jumped all in, and he is now not able to come back out of the love that he had for this woman, and he is in pain pretty much all the time. But his way to deal with his pain is that he is he's an artist, so he keeps himself busy to make art so he won't have to deal with his pain. So pretty much everybody have a way to deal with their pain. And there's another thing about pain. It's not really bad. Pain is not always bad. I think as a human species, we have given a very bad reputation to pain. But pain can be a great source of understanding yourself, because when you are in pain, your mind slows down and you are you learn a lot about yourself when you are in pain. So I think it really depends on the personality of the person how you deal with pain. So me, as an artist, I do incorporate pain from my life into my art, just like my friend. But I sometimes feel like I am also addicted to pain. I don't know if that makes sense or not, but I feel like I am addicted to pain. Because when I am in pain, I feel like something is happening in my life, like something is moving, because it makes me feel very emotional. And if I don't feel emotional, I kind of feel empty, like there is nothing moving, like I am not living my life. So I feel like I'm a bit addicted to pain. This is true that the more pain I feel, the better art I am able to create, the better I am able to write. My poems come so easily to me. I have written so many poems that come from pain. They necessarily are not about pain, but pain got me in a state of mind that got me in a vulnerable position, that I am about to write about a topic, and which necessarily is not about pain, like I said, but it helped me. Pain helped me to get into that state of mind. So because my productivity now have started depending on pain, I am kind of really addicted to pain. I look for sad stories, I look for depressing movies, good drama movies. I love drama. I love watching This Is Us. Watching This Is Us is like, you know, you like you have to have a bunch of Kleenex close to you to wipe your tears off, because it's just so depressing. At the same time, it's fulfilling. I can't say it's fun, but pain is fulfilling. For me, it is. And so because of this state of mind, what I always talk about, the things that I talk about, are mostly connected to misery and pain and suffering and hustling. And you won't find people around you who wants to talk about things like that. I have had people tell me, man, I don't want to talk about anything depressing. And when somebody says that to you, what can you do? If somebody don't want to talk about things like that, you can talk about things like that to people like them, who don't want to. And so it's hard to find somebody who will talk to you about things that you care about and unconsciously. You start caring only about things that are related to suffering and pain and hustling, and everything else feels like it doesn't matter. Like happy music, happy things, dating, like relationships, and everything that gives you some kind of happiness really feels like they are very shallow, and pain feels like it is something very deep, and deep is good, and you feel like a human being when you are in pain. But at the same time, I think as a person myself, I need to have pain also makes you very antisocial. Not because you are in pain, but like I explained later, that you're not able to find people who will talk about pain the way you talk about pain, and the way you talk about suffering, of not just your suffering, but anyone else suffering, people, poor people suffering, or anyone who is suffering. And nobody wants to talk about things that hurt you. Like I said in the beginning, we all have our defense mechanisms that help us not feel bad. Human beings in general don't like to feel bad. So we always want to feel good, and we look for things and events and people that make us feel good. We want to buy cars, we want to go to parties, we want to eat good food because it makes us feel good. And feeling pain is not the first preference as a human. So me as a person, I think, need to have a balance between pain and pleasure, or I must say happiness. At this point of time, I am in a point of time where I really, really enjoy pain because it feels very fulfilling. It helps me create art, and when I'm creating art, it helps me write poems, and when I'm writing poems, it makes me feel like I'm doing something worthwhile. And when I'm doing something worthwhile, I feel good about myself. So eventually, I end up feeling good about myself by feeling pain. But this has made me very antisocial. And that is something which is not good for humans to do. And I am not saying that I want to find people who talk about things that don't matter, but I think I can pick and choose people with whom I can talk about certain things. Like, I can have a friend with whom I can talk about something lighter, and I can have and then I can have another friend with whom I can talk about something which is more heartfelt to me, for which I feel very strongly. So I'm working on it. I haven't reached that place, but every day is a progress that I make with being more social, but at the same time keeping my sanity and keeping myself feeling like what I am doing is worth my time. Because when you are not I don't know about other people, but I just want to talk about myself, that about this thing, that like I cannot vouch for anyone else's conscience. But what I can talk about myself is that if I don't do something constructive, and something constructive for me most of the time comes from pain, I feel like I'm wasting my time, and that is something I'm not able to deal with. So it's a hustle, it's a process, and I think I am certainly learning to believe in this process. Until we believe in something, it is not going to work for ourselves. Because you can watch a motivational movie or something as many times you want, but until you believe in that scenario and you believe that things can work that way, things won't work for you. So I am believing slowly and steadily, and believing is not something that has to work like a switch. Like, you can't turn it on and off like that. I mean, you will get to a place where you will be able to turn it on and off like that, but it's a process. It's a slow process, learning process. It's a slow learning process of every day in which we can learn to believe in the process of learning something new. One step at a time every day. Like, every great journey starts with one step. So one step every day is going to get you there. So I am taking my step to being in touch with myself, but at the same time being in touch with the world. And any kind of addiction. I am very much against addictions, so any kind of addictions is bad. Oh, I am addicted to pain, and I want to process it in a way that is going to be healthy in my life. Pain is healthy. I don't reduce pain to being harmful. Pain is healthy. Any kind of addiction is not healthy. So I am taking my step towards not letting pain be an addiction in my life. I don't know if talking about this whole thing will help anyone or not, but I hope it will. So that's pretty much it about the whole thing. I mean, I can talk about it fucking all day long. But this is where I would like to end this conversation about pain. I hope somebody will get to benefit from it, because my podcast is all about just trying to help somebody who is feeling something similar. And maybe you know what I want back from this is just goodwill. I just want back something, some good grace, some blessing from these things back. So God bless everybody, and take care, people. Take care.